This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the words factory farms, well, that's a term we hear far too often and from those who are seemingly opposed to the conventional form of farming that we're all used to seeing. Many times it's thrown out by those who wish to either radically change or do away with ag practices in general, making many wonder if those people even enjoy eating or wearing clothes. Well, what makes it even more frustrating is that it never has a standard definition. Well, we're going to talk about factory versus family farming next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
When someone tries to define what factory farming is, they either don't specify a definition or it's a ever-changing criteria. In fact, it varies as much as those who use it. However, USDA has come up with figures that are far less negative for farmers. Catherine Lacey is an economist for USDA's Economic Research Service and just said they've released a report called America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance. That's the 2023 edition. She says many farms on either end of the spectrum of what we would consider large or small are still family operations.
A majority of farms are considered small family farms, but these farms only account for 19% of the value of production. On the other hand, 3% of farms are large-scale family farms, accounting for 25% of agricultural land operated and 52% of the value of production.
In fact, 97% of all farms in the United States are family operations.
We can see large-scale family farms dominate the production of most commodities, including beef, hogs, cash grains and soybeans, cotton, dairy, and specialty crops. In the remaining commodities, poultry and eggs, and hay, small family farms and mid-sized family farms dominate the production. The value of production for non-family farms was less than 20% for all commodities. If you compare this report to last year's edition, you will notice the value of hog production and specialty crop production increased for large-scale family farms and decreased for non-family farms. However, the value of production shares in 2022 was similar to the share seen in 2019 and 2020.
The study also looked at the financial health of these family operations.
Most small family farms have an operating profit margin in the high-risk zone. Generally, we see the share of farms in the high-risk zone decrease as farm size increases. The majority of mid-size and large-scale family farms are in the medium-risk zone or low-risk zone. Finally, in terms of financial risk, non-family farms are more similar to small family farms than large-scale family farms.
Many farms are what we would consider low income.
In general, farm households are not considered low income. Only retirement farms and low sales farms had median income below U.S. household median income. Median farm household income greatly increases as farm size increases, with very large farms having a median household income of approximately $1.4 million.
Betty Resnick, an American Farm Bureau economist, talks about the financial situation.
It puts high-risk farms as those operating at under a 10% profit margin, and low-risk farms operate above a 25% profit margin. It's important to note that every category of farms has at least a quarter of farms classified in that category as high-risk, which is why the farm safety net provided by the Farm Bill is so critical to keeping our country's farms in business during volatile times.
We've got more on this story at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.